the intro.
Hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Now we can continue adding on to the cool stuff. We're wrapping up the intro sections on the frustration aversion paradox, which loosely consists of overt frustration aversion and frustration aversion by delay, also known as procrastination, and argue that procrastination, what is apparently a practical problem that a person can apparently solve by practical means, is actually fueled by emotional disturbance and thus resolved by tuning frustration tolerance and auditing their BS, their belief systems, rather than stupid crap like checklists and calendars and whatever other just really foolish things that get employed to try and resolve procrastination problems, because they actually make it worse, okay? What you now know that frustration is an isolated event blocking you from what you want. Like isolated rather than discrete, perhaps. It's a little easier to understand. You know you encounter a frustrating stimulus because you conjure thoughts, feelings, and urges so that you can respond to the stimulus, right? Stimulus and response, that's the space between. Now, if you're too heavy on the feelings side, your urgency builds so fast, you'll likely act too impulsive, frustrating yourself even more by virtue of doing dumb stuff. And yes, procrastination is high urgency to do nothing. You're actually doing nothing. You have to actively do nothing because the feelings of doing the task or the possible results of having done the task are greater than your apparent frustration tolerance. And this eats at your frustration tolerance even more and grows your frustration sensitivity on the front end. Okay, making it so you appraise frustrations as larger than they actually are, while also having them eat at your frustration tolerance faster than a frustration normally would. Now, if you're too heavy on the thinking side, your urgency may stay too low to do anything. Notice the difference between urgency so high you avoid or delay, which is apparently doing nothing, and urgency so low there may be a good level of understanding, but you know, who cares? This is thus actually doing nothing. This eats at frustration tolerance and grows frustration sensitivity on the back end because this will almost inevitably lead to neglecting things of relative importance such that it does cause overwhelm when the apathy catches up. So what's the resolution here? The resolution is to adequately combine thoughts and feelings to appropriately tune the urges, right? This is now dealing with that space between stimulus and response. You do know that feelings increase urgency. Feelings are what increase urgency. However, thoughts are what direct and redirect those feelings. Your cognitions, thinking, okay, do this by virtue of evaluating the frustrating situation and making assumptions about it. So this is like reports and inferences to make judgments, okay? How you appraise something and the implicit nature of that appraisal. That is to say, what you think it means and what you think it will mean is what moderates feelings and thus tunes your urgency appropriately. If you tune your urgency appropriately, then you can respond to your frustrating stimulus more smartly rather than more dumbly and get more constructive outcomes. All right, voila. So this is discussed in greater detail in terms of resolution in the practical part of the text, okay, the latter part. This section is also for you to see how the frustration aversion paradox and double trouble interact with each other. For recap, the frustration aversion paradox is the tendency by which actively avoiding frustrations causes more frustrations that you then must avoid, or else. Right? Procrastination is a perfect example of these things. Avoiding things just creates more things to avoid, which creates more things to avoid, and then something ends up. All right. Now, double trouble is where a person leverages a current frustration as permission to frustrate themselves even more. Typically, this is from upgrading a practical problem they can solve, upgrading that into an emotional disturbance that they convince themselves they can't stand, even though they currently are standing it. But that's besides the point. Okay. Before this gets too crazy, literally and figuratively, both of which the frustration aversion paradox, right? FAP, where people are fapping, actively avoiding frustrations, and double trouble, They're cognitive emotive phenomena. That is to say, they are interactions between an internal or external stimulus and your thinking, feeling, and urging that happens before you respond and do something about it. That's the behavioral part. Now, these cognitive emotive phenomena also contribute to your physiology, your body. Thus, they are psychophysiological phenomena. Ooga-booga. Big fancy science words, all right? This is a fancy way of saying that the stuff you think and feel has an effect on what you do with your body in the foreground, while also affecting what your body is doing in the background. Now, this is where Dr. Cashy's formal stuff, this is the good stuff for him, right? The introduction to that topic is in the next section. Now, this whole thing is a bit of a tangential annotation to point out that lots of people that are apparently doing nothing are actually extremely active, extremely active. However, it's more likely they're actively avoiding or delaying what they're better off doing because they're working themselves up into or currently overwhelmed by a flare-up of can't-standarditis. If you ever wondered why people can be so stressed out and miserable and exhausted while having nothing, near nothing to show for it, that's often why. They're revving their engines with their feet on the brakes. Now, this is a small hint, practically speaking. This is a small hint that adding even more stuff to this, calendar events and task lists and ding-dongs and doodly-doops and all these other, all this other stuff to do, okay, a small hint that adding even more stuff is going to make it worse rather than better. Does hitting the gas pedal even harder make sense when the emergency brake is fully engaged? No! But that tends to be the approach people take when they futilely attempt to resolve their procrastination by adding a ton more stuff to do. It's absurd. Instead of hitting the gas pedal harder, try taking your damn foot off the brakes! Hopefully this provides a little bit of perspective, a little bit of insight, because again, the practical part's in the latter part of the book. Hopefully this provides perspective if you are in this position chronically and berating yourself for doing nothing. This gets you into double trouble, by the way, which will make it even easier to procrastinate. And hopefully this also provides perspective if you are frequently judging people that appear to do nothing. Indeed, this doing of the nothing in many cases happens to be super active nothingness. Speaking of people revving their engines while parked on account of frustration, that sounds rather stress-filled, right? It's almost like it's the definition of stress, and by analogy. For now, pocket the insight that chronic procrastination is primarily an emotional disturbance, and it's fueled by emotional disturbance that stems from both fapping, stems from the frustration aversion paradox, and double trouble. Getting frustrated about your frustrations over and over and over. And this emotional disturbance has very real psychobiological implications, where the feelings that arise from this end up having a very real impact on the physicality of your body, how it operates, and other things that happen along down the line, which we're learning a little bit about next in the introduction of that topic of psychobiology, okay? That's all she wrote today. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Cashy? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Cashy is out!